Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Mother Nature and the groundhog are still at the bar, half hammered. No, I'll pass. No. Detroit? Chicago? No. No, no. No, thank you. No, I'm going to pass on that too now. Yep.
one 271 1100, that's the number to ring us up, 701-271-1100. You can text us at 701-237-1590. Couple of stories want to talk about here this morning on the program, and anything that's on your mind, you certainly give us a call. Here's a story about the awful story of a Pope County Sheriff deputy in Minnesota, Josh Owen. Sheriff's deputy shot and killed on Saturday while responding to a domestic incident in Cyrus, Minnesota. Pope County is down at Glenwood, Minnesota area. You know what I'm talking about?
Starbuck. Yep, down by Starbuck, yep.
Lake Minnewaska area.
Yep, exactly.
Pope County Sheriff Deputy Josh Owen was killed in the line of duty on Saturday night. And his widow told Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, he's not welcome at her husband's funeral. Shannon is her name, and she's confirmed to news organizations that when Governor Walz called to offer his condolences, she told him not to show up on Saturday because he does not support law enforcement. You know what? Shannon is a hero. Because Governor Walz and other members of the elite Democratic Party that do not stand for law enforcement, they need to be told. And Tim Walz called for what? He called for a little photo op so he could say that he, you know, called the widow and I'll see you at the funeral, and, you know, wanted his picture taken on the front of the West Central Tribune there in Wilmer, Minnesota. There I am supporting law enforcement. And the widow said, can you imagine the feeling you have as a governor when the widow of a fallen law enforcement officer, and think what she's going through right now. Think what she, you know, she could be forgiven for just saying, yeah, whatever. Okay, yep, thank you, Governor. Appreciate the call. See you at the funeral. But no, she says, hey, you're not welcome because law enforcement.
Oh.
That's heroic.
Yep.
Her family stands by the decision and say the Deputy Owen would want it that way. So.
Yeah, Deputy, probably not a fan.
Deputy Owen, by the way, was 44 the day he was shot.
I know.
Shot on his 44th birthday.
Pray for his family and friends.
And, you know, we think of the law enforcement, you know, tracking down a fugitive or, you know, pulling over somebody you don't know exactly who's there. I mean, all the things you typically think of that could put a law enforcement officer in peril. Do we think of, a domestic assault call that is going to end? That's just anything. Anything. Oh, I mean, delivering a warrant.
Yeah, in Fargo. I mean, that's what happened to... I've got Cody on my mind from Minnesota, but the Fargo officer that got killed. That was a domestic. North Fargo.
Exactly right. You're exactly right. So it can happen every single day. Ben in Rolog wants to make a comment here. Ben, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
This is a little not quite as sober as what you were just talking about, but we're talking about the weather. You know, people are wondering how late it is in the spring. My first year of farming, this will tell you how old I am, was the spring of 74. So that's a few years ago. I did not start seeding, and we live 20 miles northwest of Fargo. We did not put a seed in the ground till June 4th.
Interesting. And
that's when we started seeding wheat.
So would that prove there's that would prove there's nothing new under the sun, Ben, or what?
Nothing new. You got that right. Nothing new under the sun. But then the worst part of it was we got a kind of a early September frost.
Oof.
And that hurt. But that year we sold some wheat. Now this is 1974 for a little over $6 a bushel. That would be comparable to about $25 a bushel now. So. Everything can happen. But late, these last few years, we've been getting in late, but we've had late frost. That year, we got in late and had an early frost. So we're not in control. God's in control of this whole thing. And we just got to go do the best we can.
It's Mother Nature. It's weather. You just do what you do. Exactly right.
Jason Mosier was the name I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Ben. Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Yeah, you bet.
Jason Mosier was the name I was thinking of.
You two are Minnesotans.
Yep.
I've got Justin from Lakes Country. He calls in once in a while, and we hear him. Justin from Lakes Country stopped in the studio today. We love it when our listeners participate in the program. How are you, Justin?
I'm good.
What do you think of your governor getting the no thanks, don't show up at the funeral?
Yeah, I'm not surprised, and I'm like you. I mean, I'm happy that somebody's standing up and not giving him that photo op and that opportunity to go there.
You think it makes him think at all, Kevin? You know, he hears that, hey, don't show up at the funeral because you don't support law enforcement. Do you think a little something in the back of his head goes, maybe I got to stick up my game a little bit, or does he think, oh, this is a whack job lady here?
Yeah, he just shrugs it off, I'm sure.
No self-improvement needed for him, you don't think, huh?
No.
Remember rocks and cows, folks.
Yeah, exactly.
So he just chalks it up as another rocks and cows kind of commented.
Well, what you said, he chalks it up to, that's her opinion. We tried. Let's move on. We're not fixing any of the problems. Let's just create, more that we can spend more money on.
And by the way, immediately after the Nashville situation, and if you notice more often than not now, it doesn't take much for the flags to be lowered, right? Immediately after the Nashville situation, flags were lowered. Not the same for this law enforcement officer.
Yeah, you know where the priorities are.
He since has done it after some criticism to say, hey, what's the deal? Why aren't you ordering, law enforcement said, why aren't you ordering flags to be lowered? And
because we're way too busy making sure minors can get plastic surgery and body parts chopped off, and then anybody can get an abortion up to third grade now, apparently, or something.
Yeah.
It's nonsense.
Abortion sanctuary state now, and also trans. Speaking of which, North Dakota's a little bit different. Governor Burgum signed a bill that was passed by the House and Senate in North Dakota aimed at protecting children from life-altering ramifications of gender reassignment surgeries. Here's his statement. It is important to note that physicians and other healthcare providers testify these types of surgeries have not been and are not being performed on minors in North Dakota. Courts have not overturned similar surgical prohibitions for minors across the country. And HB 1254 still allows medication treatment for early onset puberty and other rare circumstances with parental consent. Children currently receiving gender-affirming care will still be able to receive treatment under this legislation. Going forward, this is Governor Burgum's statement on this, thoughtful debate around these complex medical policies should demonstrate compassion and understanding for all North Dakota youth and their families. Who would disagree with that? Last statement. Nobody. But what did you get out of that statement? I'm signing this butt?
A little bit.
Kevin?
Yeah, to me it boggles my mind that we're even talking about this, that this is even a thing for
because
children.
We're talking about minors, children.
Minors,
correct.
Children. A consenting adult, elective surgery, you want to have that conversation with your doctor in this state or any state, who cares? It's been going on for so long. But you've gone so far past reasonable with any of this, saying that it's good with kids and especially to head to California or Minnesota without their consent. Are you kidding me?
Well, and one thing you guys didn't mention earlier either is that it's becoming trendy on top of it. So,
oh, trendy.
Right.
Yeah, trendy
unreal.
To make that
kind of like when I was in school, you know, Nikes were new, and if you had a pair of Nikes, you were trendy. So now gender reassignment surgery is trendy?
Yeah, now word of mouth means 10,000 people at a time.
Craig and Moorhead, you're up on What's On Your Mind. Next up, don't go away.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustrations if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey, Fargo Marathon Week is coming up, and on Friday, the 19th of May, 6:30, it's the Friday night Family 5K. A bunch of us from Flag Family Media are going to walk it. A few might jog it, but come hang out with us. Sign up at FargoMarathon.com, FargoMarathon.com. The weather's starting to turn here. Well, it did for a day or two. But listen, great way to celebrate the start of summer. By then, we'll be done with the snow, for sure. great exercise, really low-key fun runner or a walk. You don't, I mean, it's not a competition. You're just doing it at your own pace. Get some family and friends together, too. Hang out with the important people in your life. You'll feel great. You'll be really glad you did it. Enjoy some fresh air, having fun with hundreds of other folks and some of your favorite personalities from Flag Family Media. Find out more at FargoMarathon.com, FargoMarathon.com. The Friday night Family 5K, 6:30, Friday the 19th. Details again at FargoMarathon.com, FargoMarathon.com. Open phone Friday for any topic on your mind. We're tossing out a few and welcome yours at 701-271-1100 or text us at 701-237-1590. Craig and Moorhead, you're next. Ryan, Aberdeen, South Dakota, you're on deck. Go ahead, Craig.
My mother was shot. I bought a blue light for my porch, and now when Deputy Owen has been killed, I put it on every night, and everybody should. And I'm proud of his wife for doing what she did with Governor Walz. He deserves a wake-up call. And there's been 245 murdered policemen last year and 30 so far this year. But I don't see any of those guys going to the White House, the family of them. It's absurd, the world we're living in. It's sad.
Absurd's the word. My gosh.
That's all I have.
And you want more absurd, Craig? When the tragic news came about Deputy Owen, which was, again, Saturday, okay? That's when it happened. No flags were lowered. So law enforcement started asking, what's the deal here? Their family, the support groups out there asking the governor's office why flags were not lowered to half-staff by Monday. It happened on Saturday. They called, they emailed the governor's office making the request. Tuesday afternoon, Walz finally responds, and at the time ordered flags at state buildings to be lowered from sunrise to sunset just on Saturday when the deputy would be laid to rest. But finally, after more calls and emails, Wednesday morning now, again, it was Saturday when he was shot, Wednesday morning, the governor's office said, okay, lower the flags immediately until sunset on Saturday. Meanwhile, when, you can point to some issue like gun control in Nashville, use that as politically as their favorite issue, immediately the flags are ordered to be lowered. In Minnesota. Is that not disgusting that we politicize lowering the flags for a fallen law enforcement officer?
Yeah.
This effort to not back the blue is going to get a lot of people killed, and it's going to be an interesting summer with the way these Dems are going at it.
That's well, and Walz is just following his illustrious leader. Did you see what Biden did? He invited the Tennessee Three to the White House.
Yeah.
These, that brought a bunch of gun control nuts into the chamber in Tennessee and Nashville. He brought them to the White House, but nowhere did he bring any of the law enforcement or any of the people that helped stop that lunatic killer that was there. So, you know, that's just Walz play. That's just the playbook, you know. Pander, pander, pander. Photo op, photo op, photo op.
Craig, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. I feel for you, too. Justin, Kevin, this is your governor.
Well, we're fighting for it. We're trying.
This is, I mean.
You know what's the big thing to pay attention to in Minnesota right now is the fact that they have brought forward election reform, election laws that are so partisan that, you know, in the history of the body, they've never presented the governor with other than a bipartisan when it came to election laws and things like that. They are looking to take over the whole deal. The St. Paul cabal, I call them. They are looking to seal up the whole deal in Minnesota with this stuff they're proposing. It's unreal. Unreal.
What do you think of this deal over the flags being lowered? And what, you know, just more of the same?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It is more of the same. I mean, there's a reason I moved up to the Lakes area. Last time I talked to you, I was still living down there, and it's so politicized everywhere. And I just think about even when you're talking about the police, you know, if there was ever a problem with Governor Walz or this Tennessee Three or whomever, let's say there's a shooting somewhere or a protest that they just happen to stumble upon, you know who they'd be looking for right away.
And by the way, I don't know how many people following this Tennessee 3 that have seen news reports of this think it's anything other than a bunch of racists that expelled these members of the legislature. These people joined an angry mob that came onto the floor. Basically, it's another January 6th.
Worse.
They were insurrectionists. They brought a big mob with bullhorns onto the floor, and they're members
Clearly.
Of the body. It would
Clearly.
Be like Ted Cruz grabbing a bullhorn, and
yep.
Joining the party on January 6th on the floor of the Senate. That's what they did.
That's right.
You can't do that.
Let's invite him to the White House and buy him a burger.
I mean, control.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Let's celebrate those guys.
If they were Republicans and did that with a mob, they'd be called the same as the insurrectionists of January 6th. They did and again, you can't find that anywhere in the news reports, but that's what they did. Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota, what's on your mind today?
Hey, fellas. I'm not a member of his constituency, but although I can't find anything substantive to disagree with about it, Governor Burgum's signing statement just kind of fell flat with me, you know, so anodyne and inoffensive, and it just seemed to me to be one of those staff-drafted statements, the kind of thing you expect from a politician, like, just left me with a that's it attitude, you know, for kind of a bit of a sour taste in my mouth.
I have to agree. I'm glad he signed it, and I think it's hard for people to say that, you know, the governor's a rhino, as some people do, because a rhino doesn't sign that bill. But it's almost like the signing statement, which, by the way, was not put out in a press release, was put out, as a statement for news organizations that wanted that. And I had to ask for it. It wasn't even issued. Does smack of, I signed this, but. I signed it, but I'm sorry, you know. And the one thing I have to say is that, look, he talked about thoughtful debate around these complex medical policies should demonstrate compassion and understanding for all North Dakota youth and their families.
We need to stop apologizing for any of this. We need to be steadfast. The answer is no. This is to do with children. No, you can't get in the pool, get out of the locker room. The answer is no. Not going to apologize for it. The answer is no, you can't go in there. You're a male. I'm sorry. You know, I love your dress, by the way, but no. The answer is no. Just saying.
Yeah, and
great job in the makeup.
We're
no.
talking about surgery on minors.
Oh, come on.
Hard stop.
No.
Exactly. Ryan, I take your point. I appreciate the call. Others, welcome. 271-1100, 271-1100 after this.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. President Biden delivers remarks this morning about building healthy communities and announcing new actions to advance environmental justice, according to their press release. Later this afternoon, Biden will leave the White House for Camp David. Russian state media is reporting a Russian warplane dropped ammunition onto the Russian city of Belgorod this morning. The incident left two women injured. The Russian Defense Ministry said that an Su-34 supersonic bomber was flying over the city when an emergency ejection of an air ordnance occurred. Belgorod is between Moscow and the Black Sea. The New York Post is reporting Attorney General Merrick Garland is the unnamed official whose sworn testimony before Congress is being challenged in a bombshell letter from an IRS whistleblower. Through his attorney, the whistleblower says they have evidence of a cover-up in the Hunter Biden criminal investigation. Lance Pry, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sloppy Joe's might be the perfect lunch today. PetroServe USA has it. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Mac and Beef as well, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Fish and Fries today in Valley City, exit 292 off I-94. Or Bacon Cheeseburger Hot Dish. Oh, my gosh. That's worth a stop right there. Orange Chicken, 12th Avenue and I-29. Steak Tips in Glendon. Tuna Casserole on 45th Street in Fargo. Euland, Harwood, they've all got NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, all got home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. So stop and see them today. A couple of texts to get in here. Texter says, a comment on the transgender surgery for minors. I don't think these young kids are mature enough to weigh the risks, if they're even told about the risks. For example, females that have surgery, hormone therapy to change their gender, could end up with early onset osteoporosis. So, I was amazed in this story. What paper am I looking at? A Bismarck Tribune story talking about it, that there are however many of these doctors in North Dakota, and there are physicians, mental health professionals. They argued in this debate over this bill that allowing the prescription of puberty blockers and hormone treatment would have disastrous effects for a group already at high risk for suicide. So they're saying, if you outlaw this stuff, if you say it's not allowed, you're going to put a group of youngsters already at a high risk for suicide, mental health issues, and drug use in a position of disastrous effects.
Can we go through the list of what we don't allow children to make decisions on? I just can't even believe this is a thing.
Yeah, and Bill Twight, who sponsored the bill, said just the exact opposite. He said the legislation will save some kids.
Oh, come on.
And other supporters said it would protect children from irreversible harm to their bodies. I mean, this is the supporters of the bill. This is what their intent is here. They're trying to help
protect kids, have conversations with their parents, get their parents involved. And if when they become an adult and they're making adult decisions and they're done with their developmental years and they want to meet with a doctor about that elective plastic surgery that it is to change your body around, you go have at it. No problem. Leave the kids alone. Get out of the pool. Get off the court. Get off the track. Get out of the locker room. Other than that, live your life. You're all good.
A group of six gender-affirming care providers said in a statement that the state government decision to restrict life-saving, evidence-based care is disappointing. Gender-affirming care saves lives. Again, I don't know how they, you know.
Elective plastic surgery, they need to say there. It's not gender-affirming. It's elective plastic surgery to whack off and add body parts. That's what we're talking about. So we're talking
kids,
about
to minors.
You want to affirm their gender, nod, and go, okay, honey, well, let's talk about it when you're 21. Go have fun. Give me that
some
phone.
Some of the testimony on this bill, and again, it's passed. It's signed by the governor. It's law now in North Dakota immediately, by the way. It doesn't wait for the new year or anything else like some bills do. Some of the proponents of this bill said, look, this is just about money. These people want more clients. So there you go.
Well, it's interesting, too, and that's just where I was going to go, is there's another angle of culpability here from the drug companies. Tucker, a few weeks back, had a transgender person that was essentially transitioning back from the UK, younger person, and what they had mentioned at the time was how many drugs that they had to take, you know, 5-6 drugs for life, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Similar to a transplant patient,
so
right?
Big Pharma loves that.
Oh, they love it. Yeah. Yes, and the doctors that prescribe it.
Mike in California is on the line. What's on your mind? Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Kevin, how you guys doing today?
Good, buddy. Thanks for ringing. What's up?
Hey, I just, first of all, the gal in Minnesota, I never would have taken the call. if you want to make a statement, just if the governor's going to call, don't take the call. Just hang up.
I don't think anything's better than a condolence call. And by the way, don't come to the funeral. I mean, he hears it from her.
Yeah, but to me, that kind of smacks the politicizing it. It's just, if that's the way you feel, and I completely agree with her, I never would have taken the call. You know, it's just the way law enforcement is being treated in your state, in my state, and in the country right now. Your point was that little kid got, the young man, it was at St. Louis, wherever it was, got shot through the door by that man, and Joe Biden was on the phone the next day. Or that day.
Yeah.
The way they treat law enforcement now is just, it's horrific. And it's just getting worse. And it's just, everything is being politicized. And I just never would have, like I said, I never would have taken the call. I'm too busy. I got something else going on right now. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, and he's busy putting up with the thing in Kansas City. The thing in Kansas City, they're all about the race element to it. Not one call to one of the 7 or 8 families in Chicago that lost their kids over the weekend, though. Nothing there.
Well, and how many visits did Joe Biden make to Nashville to the 6 people that were killed in that school, in that Christian school?
Bingo.
You're still waiting for that one, right? It's kind of crazy.
Nashville 3 are coming to the White House.
Yeah.
And he has not called the family members of the loved ones lost. No, you're exactly right. Do you have something else to tell us, Mike?
I do. Yesterday, I want to join in on the Mutual Admiration Society. You were calling about why do we listen to the flag. And I got to tell you, I called you a long time ago during the height of COVID, and it was so depressing to listen to the news in California, because everybody started off with how many people have died today of COVID, how many people have had, been admitted to the hospital. I found you guys, and you were talking about just positive things and just stuff that was, actually relevant and important. And that is why for the last, 3.5-4 years, I have just continued to listen to you guys. You make me smile. You make me happy. You inform me about stuff that I don't, hear about other places. And just like I said, I was born in North Dakota. I live in California. I desperately want to come back to North Dakota, but other things are keeping me from doing that. And, you're a little piece of North Dakota, and I truly, truly appreciate what you guys do.
Well, thank you for that, Mike.
Thanks, man.
Made our weekend.
Yeah.
Appreciate that very much.
Keep listening. Honored to know you're there.
And call again. Take care. 701-271-1100 if you'd like to join Mike and the others and call us today on the show, 237-1590 if you'd like to text us. Here's a story that I think, speaking to Mike's point, that I want to be informed, I want to know what's happening. An IRS special agent is seeking whistleblower protection to disclose information about what the agent alleges is mishandling of an investigation into President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. Sent a letter to members of Congress about this and is talking about a senior law enforcement official that they believe is Merrick Garland, the Attorney General obstructing this case. His attorney wrote to lawmakers that his client has information about a failure to mitigate clear conflicts of interest in the ultimate disposition of a criminal investigation related to the younger Biden's taxes and whether he made a false statement in connection with a gun purchase. Now, the media loves whistleblowers, right? They just...
As long as they're blowing the right whistle. Gotta blow the right whistle.
Right! Isn't this interesting? Because this whistleblower is telling us that the Department of Justice is blowing the investigation into Hunter Biden off and doing a terrible job. This whistleblower's attorney ought to be everywhere. Remember Vidman? Remember Colonel Vidman, the quote-unquote...
Oh, buddy.
Whistleblower of call that Donald Trump made in which he was trying to do a quid pro quo, which, by the way, wasn't true. You know what? I saw I'm reading Mike Pence's book right now. And my wife is kind of ticked about me reading it because she said, you know, he's such a mamby-pamby why read the book? But one of the things he made the point of in this whole call with Zelensky that Vidman was the whistleblower on, remember that it was about Trump trying to take out an opponent, right?
Exactly.
Well, the time of the call, Biden wasn't even the nominee. He was like a blip in the Democratic battle for the nomination at the time.
That's right.
So why would the President Trump, and actually Pence's theory on this is that Trump was thinking more about the last election than he was the future election, which is kind of funny. I'd forgotten all about that. You know, I don't know why anybody didn't make that case. Wait a minute. How is it that Trump was trying to affect the election with Biden? Biden wasn't even the nominee at the time. But, of course, you know, that's back when media loves those whistleblowers. But
well, Scotty, we were just lectured a few weeks back about no one's above the law, not even a former president.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
I don't know what you guys are looking at.
Mr. Vice President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?
I don't know what he was doing.
Neither do we.
Yeah, we'd like to know. We could get a little sub there.
And Pop was getting half the money.
Are you the big guy, Joe?
Here's more from the whistleblower's attorney. Despite serious risk of retaliation, my client is offering to provide you with information necessary to exercise your constitutional oversight function and wishes to make the disclosures in a nonpartisan manner to the leadership of the relevant committees on both sides of the political aisle. Stay tuned, folks. That story's big.
Sort of dressing you up with that word salad.
Yeah. Rusty and Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just talking to your guy there, and, you know, I got to give it to the Democrats. I voted Republican, I always will. But, boy, when they get in line, they don't waver. I don't know. We got some Republicans that are kind of wishy-washy, like Lindsey Graham. But I just, you know, this vote yesterday on this gender deal, every frickin' Democrat voted for it. You'd think one of them would waver or something. But I just, and nothing ever gets done on the Republican side. Like I said, I'm 100% for Republicans. I love your radio station. I'm from Grand Forks. I listen to you guys. Boy, is anything ever going to get done on the Biden laptop on this gender bull crap? I mean, it's just one thing after another. And
I share your frustration, Rusty. I think we all do. I think Democrats are better politicians, honestly. They just are their career at it, you know. They run circles around us sometimes. You're right.
Spring into summer with the University of Mary. For over 60 years, we at Mary have been helping young adults like you reach your leadership potential. Whether you're looking to advance your career or start a new one, we're here to support you with flexible, affordable online degree plans. If you enroll by June 30th with the promo code SUMMER, you'll receive a $500 scholarship towards any eligible program. Learn more at online.umary.edu. That's online.umary.edu.
Pizza Corner Pizza, $6.99. Now at PetroServe USA. I'll say it again. Pizza Corner Pizza is just $6.99 at a PetroServe USA location near you all month long. Butcher meat sticks for $4.59. Hot socks, 3 for 99 cents. Liquid ice, 2 for $3.50. iGog sunglasses, $2 off any pair. PetroServe mugs, take your pick. They're just $2. And save big on washer fluid as low as $2.69 a bottle at PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming April auctions include 710 acres in Stutsman County, here Eldridge, 400 acres in Emmons County near Linton, 160 acres of cropland in Barnes County, 120 acres in Sheridan County near McCluskey, 480 acres in Sioux County, and 320 acres of farmland and pastureland in McLean County near Benedict, North Dakota. And don't forget, farm equipment retirement auctions in New Salem, Hettinger, Kinder, Steel, and Bowman, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Spring into summer with the University of Mary. Don't look outside. It's spring. Trust me. And it'll be summer soon. For over 60 years, our friends at Mary have been helping working adults like you reach your leadership potential. Whether you're looking to advance your career or start a new one, the University of Mary is here to support you with flexible, affordable online degree plans. If you enroll by June 30th, you'll receive a $500 scholarship towards any eligible program. Learn more at online.umary.edu. Online.umary.edu. 11 before the top of the hour. Next hour, we're going to talk about the incredible situation in Chicago, where the cops are just overwhelmed by teens causing damage right now. This active movement, or whatever it's called, is unbelievable. Going to talk to the National Police Association about how we support law enforcement officers in situations like that. And then we'll talk speeding in North Dakota. There is a new speeding enforcement campaign that starts today, goes for a month. I want you to know about it. North Dakota Department of Transportation is undertaking that. That's coming up on the program as well, so stay tuned for all of that. And a listener send a email that Rob Kupek had sent, Minnesota's 4th District Senator, Listener says, this is a response I received from my state senator after I emailed him asking to vote no on the tranny sanctuary bill. I'd love to hear him on your show so he could try and defend his radical progressive Senate votes. Yeah, he's not accepting our invites to appear on the show as of yet, so we'll keep trying. But listener was told, thank you for sharing your thoughts with me. I'm in full support of this bill and the bill's intention of making our state a safe harbor for transgender humans. This bill protects transgender kids as they pursue and receive gender-affirming care in Minnesota. Gender-affirming care is guided by licensed physicians and is uniquely determined by the individual needs of the person. HF-146-SF-63 provides a plan that will make our state a place where people feel safe accessing gender-affirming care they need. Thank you again for reaching out.
All right. I have a couple questions.
Oh, just wait, though, Kev.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
The Minnesotan, the constituent of Senator Kupak, said,
yep.
Please, no, do not make Minnesota a tranny sanctuary bill for kids. And the response is completely tone deaf. It's saying, no, well, I'm in full support of this. Well, you haven't addressed my objection to this, for crying out loud. And he kind of doesn't mention the minor part of the sanctuary.
Yeah, you know, and if minors are capable of making those life-saving decisions and adults and their parents don't know any better, okay, is it okay that your 13-year-old daughter comes and wants the keys to your new truck? You good with that? Just give it to her. I mean, she can make that decision, right? She knows how to, she'll tell you that's what she wants. She knows how to give her the keys. You know, your 13-year-old daughter wants to, this is indefensible, and you cannot defend the indefensible. That's why Rob Kupak won't come and have a debate. Please tell me that you're good if your 13-year-old daughter literally left the state without your consent with some teacher or some counselor to go to Minnesota to have body parts added and removed without your consent, and your 13-year-old daughter, you'd be fine with that.
What he said, what Kevin just said is exactly...
You'd be fine with that, Rob. Would you be good with that?
I happen to have a theory on Rob Kupak.
Can we talk to our daughter until she's 18, 19, 21? And let's decide then, honey. Things are changing. Kidding me?
Here's my theory on Rob Kupak. I worked with Rob
while he
was a meteorologist, and I was a talk show host on WDAY years ago. And I've never gotten the sense that Rob was this kind of liberal icon, right, at all. And he seems to have been transformed. I don't even know that he is doing anything other than exactly what his liberal bosses down there in St. Paul want. Do you think this is how he thinks, Kevin?
I can't imagine. I know him as well. I've met him a few times. I don't know how anybody tries to defend this. I don't know how anybody thinks it's, you know, California is now talking about 6 months after birth. I mean, for when it comes to the abortion topic and destination states for that. This is lunacy. I mean, this is way beyond reasonable, guys. Way past it. Way beyond.
Yeah, no kidding. Couple other texts here. Will Minneapolis News report Waltz was not welcome at the Pope County officer's funeral? Hashtag no.
That's a hard no.
That's a hard no. Exactly right. I don't think so. I really don't.
He's not welcome anywhere outside of the bubble in the Twin Cities. Did you see that he's not showing up for the, and granted, I guess his daughter's graduating college in Montana, but he's not showing up for the governor's fishing opener. We get the Lieutenant Governor Flanagan. Yay.
Yeah, well, he'd have to actually go among the unwashed again. I mean,
you get a donut and a yes, no, and see ya.
Hey, Justin, tell me what you heard on Mark Levin last night.
Oh, about Yemeni Park. Pretty interesting story. This 27-year-old from North Korea, and what happened to her is she escaped North Korea with her family to China and got into sex slavery there, right, and was pretty much held against her will. Somehow she managed to get to America. She lands at Columbia University, right, to study, and she was talking about this on Tucker that when she got here, she couldn't believe day one what she was hearing at Columbia University. It was all about, particularly here, you know, the white man's bad, the cause of all the problems, the United States is bad, the Constitution is bad. I mean, she said, I would have thought I was in North Korea. She said it wasn't even this bad.
So a higher education institution of some... I guess, Columbia, esteem, right? Columbia. I mean, you think Columbia is going to be a liberal, but the liberal is now North Korea. We'll talk more about that also next hour on the program, so stay tuned for that. A lot of text to get through. More of your calls welcome. 701-271-1100. Having fun on a Friday on What's On Your Mind. Join the conversation, my friends.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.